headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Haley with your 9 a.m. headlines.
In local news, stricter under 18 eligibility rules and mandatory character checks for providers will be brought to the NDIS program as Labor attempts to reduce further growth of the $50 billion scheme. However, the Queensland government has accused Federal Labor and Health Minister Mark Butler of neglecting responsibility to Australians and families dependent on long-term care under the program. As the NDIS cost grew by 10.3% last year, it will be the biggest area in saving for the May federal budget. Queensland Disability Minister Amanda Camm stated that, quote, "The federal government's plan to walk away from their responsibilities to children and families is failing kids."
A City of Gold Coast plan to further clamp down on illegal camping has triggered backlash, with some homeless services refusing to cooperate over fears it will simply push rough sleepers from one area to another. Under the council's compliance-led homelessness policy, people camping illegally in public spaces like parks could be fined and have their belongings confiscated if they refuse to move on. The Gold Coast Homelessness Network warns this will deepen distrust and simply push rough sleepers from one area to another. The network has suspended collaboration with the council due to its approach to homelessness.
In national news, residents of the community of Papunya are suing the Northern Territory government, claiming it has failed to provide public housing safe for periods of extreme heat. Located 250 kilometers northwest of Alice Springs, the community of Papunya regularly reaches 40 degrees in the summer, and the residents of the public housing say that the heat is killing them. The lead claimant in the suit said, "In the middle of the summer, the houses are like an oven or microwave, cooking you from the inside." Backed by the Human Rights Law Center, lawyers putting the federal government to task hope that this lawsuit can set a benchmark for housing in an age of ever-changing climate. Landlords across the country have legal obligations to provide a habitable house. The NT government is no different, one lawyer said.
Hobart Women's Shelter has upgraded its communal spaces and locked in funding to almost double its capacity for women and children in need of safe housing. After facing considerable overdemand and turning away 822 applicants last year, the shelter offered accommodation and support services for women and children impacted by family violence. The renovations, supported by the Tasmanian Community Fund and built with trauma-informed design principles, have changed how the facility responds to the needs of those seeking safe accommodation. New facilities include an activity space, recreation space, therapy room, and an outdoor play area. With funding now secure for 15 new two-bedroom on-site units, the shelter says construction could begin in the next few months.
In international news, Japan has updated its export rule that has for decades been marked by a self-imposed post-war pacifism, allowing the sale of lethal weapons to 17 countries, including Australia. Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi and her government approved guidelines allowing the sale of warships, drones, and missiles, with her stating that, quote, "Given that the security environment is becoming increasingly challenging, I believe that no country can now safeguard its own peace and security on its own."
For your weather, I hardly know it today. Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people.